Hello, it's Ken Morgan here with this week's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Now today we've got another musical, but of a very different type. It's A Hard Day's Night, the first movie from the Beatles. Now, it would be accurate to say that this movie was originally conceived as a cash grab. See, at that point in the early 60s, the Beatles were phenomenally popular, but nobody knew how long that would last. Pop groups have a habit of a fast rise and a quick burnout. So it was a case of make hay while the sun shines. Producer Walter Shenson put together the production around the idea of a quickly shot, modestly budgeted movie, around $500,000, and more importantly, a soundtrack album. And to everyone's surprise, they ended up with something really good and really groundbreaking. John and Paul wrote some of their most popular songs for the film, and George's first song as a writer was thrown in, briefly. Director Richard Lester, who'd done some well-received work in comedy in Britain, made the film a fast-paced, visually exciting effort. And in a change from, say, the movies Elvis was making, the Beatles weren't playing new characters and a new story. Rather, they played slightly fictionalized versions of John, Paul, George, and Ringo in a slightly fictionalized typical day or so of their careers. Screenplay writer Alan Owen studied the Beatles and tried to keep things reasonably close to how their lives actually were, more or less. So we see them constantly running from gig to gig and a bit taken aback by their sudden fame. It's not the absolute truth, but it is a fun story with some resonance. Both the film and the soundtrack were tremendously successful, with some great box office returns and good reviews. It was nominated for 2 Oscars, for Owen's original screenplay and for George Martin's adapted music score. On the other hand, none of the songs were nominated for Best Song, which is kind of understandable, since the MPAA's music branch didn't want anything to do with rock and roll just yet. And in the years following, A Hard Day's Night and the Beatles' next movie, Help, proved highly influential, from the Monkees TV series to MTV, back when they actually showed music videos. But in the end, it's just a good movie from a seemingly less complicated time. It's still a very enjoyable flick. Now don't forget to leave your comments and suggestions. Please post them on our Facebook page, email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or you can call us at 908-754-7885. And you can find the list and links from our previous movies on our website at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Oh, and if you're interested in the music from the movie and in Beatles music in general, we have a very good selection of Beatles music in our CD collection. Now for that, you have to actually come to the library to see what we've got, or you can check it up on our catalog. But we have it. If you want it, it's there. Well, thanks very much for supporting our movie showings, and we hope you enjoyed today's feature. And now, from United Artists in 1964, here's A Hard Day's Night.